AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Parts of the Southeast U.S. are reeling today with more than 50 deaths now linked to Hurricane Helene, which made landfall in Florida, but continued on to devastate communities in several other states. Here's our Julie Walker on the cleanup in Florida, where likely hundreds of homes are damaged or destroyed.
Residents in Florida, where Hurricane Helene made landfall as a Cat 4 before traveling through Georgia, the Carolinas, and Tennessee, are cleaning up following record storm surge and high winds. Cedar Key resident Keegan Ward.
I don't know how Cedar Key is going to come back from this.
Davis Island's also cleaning up after the hurricane's chest-high storm surge tore through its streets. Tampa Mayor Jane Castor tells WFTS residents were told to evacuate, but some stayed.
Our high rescue vehicles can't even get on Davis Island.
In Georgia, Governor Brian Kemp on the storm's devastation.
This storm spared no one. We've had 17 fatalities just in the state of Georgia alone.
Flooding continues as far as Asheville, North Carolina, where many state roads are impassable. FEMA is sending crews to the southeast to help. In Lebanon, Hezbollah's confirmed its leader, Hassan Nasrallah, was killed in an Israeli airstrike. This is an Israeli military spokesman.
Hassan Nasrallah had the blood of thousands of men, women, children on his hands.
SpaceX, with a crew, has launched from Florida.
3, 2, 1, ignition, full power, and liftoff.
The Crew 9 mission is carrying 2 astronauts and 2 empty seats to be used early next year to bring back the 2 astronauts stuck at the International Space Station. This is AP News. The Pope, visiting Belgium, meets with sex abuse survivors.
I'm Walter Ratliff with the Religion Minute. It was a blistering welcome for Pope Francis in Belgium. AP's Karen Chamas has the story.
Belgium's Prime Minister has blasted Pope Francis for the Catholic Church's horrific legacy of clerical sex abuse and cover-ups. Even Belgium's King Philippe had strong words for Francis, demanding the Church work incessantly to atone for the crimes and help victims heal. Their tone highlighted how raw the abuse scandal still is in Belgium.
Are Donald Trump and Kamala Harris particularly Christian? AP's Jackie Quinn has the story.
Few Americans see either presidential candidate as particularly Christian, according to a new AP NORC Center poll. Only 14%. Neither candidate fared well when respondents were asked if they would use the word honest or moral to describe them. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.